Ceratops. That's what it wants to hear, because that sound is going to mean that's where lunch is.
A battle with Triceratops is more often than not a fight to the death. This herbivore has evolved into a tank.
Now, as a Tyrannosaurus specialist, I don't like to admit this, but in that situation, the Triceratops probably won, and it probably won on a regular basis.
It looks as if this battle will end in a draw. The barbarian of the Cretaceous walks away empty-handed. Because T-Rex are warm-blooded, they need to maintain their body temperature. This means consuming huge amounts of energy, over 1 million calories every week. That's nearly 700 kilograms of raw meat needed from a good number of kills. But there could be another way for T-Rex to get his meals. Possibly by stealing a kill from a rival carnivore.
The reality is it's got all the tools of a predator, and those tools of a predator serve a scavenger equally well.
One of those tools is its nose, the most sensitive found on any carnivorous dinosaur.
I can tell you that good sense of smell was awesome for finding carcasses, and when it did, it ate those carcasses.
A dead Triceratops. For Tyrannosaurus rex, scavenging comes with substantial risk. Muscling in on another creature's kill is not for the faint-hearted, but a T-Rex can take on almost any other meat-eater, even another T-Rex. And when it's Tyrannosaur versus Tyrannosaur, the winner takes all.
Cannibalism in nature doesn't seem to be a matter of pleasure. It's a matter of business.
T-Rex meat is T-Rex food as well, you know. It's